Welcome to episode 138 of the New Life Spring Family Audio Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 14, we'll complete the Gospel of John by reading chapter 21, and we'll read Psalm 60 from the New Century Version. Deuteronomy chapter 14. People of Israel, you are the Lord's children, so when you mourn for the dead, you must not cut yourselves or shave your forehead. Out of all the nations on this earth, the Lord your God chose you to be his own. You belong to the Lord, so don't behave like those who worship other gods. Don't eat any disgusting animals. You may eat the meat of cattle, sheep, and goats, wild sheep and goats, and gazelles, antelopes, and all kinds of deer. It is all right to eat meat from any animals that have divided hooves and also chew the cud. But don't eat camels, rabbits, and rock badgers. These animals chew the cud, but do not have divided hooves. You must treat them as unclean. And don't eat pork, since pigs have divided hooves, but they do not chew their cud. Don't even touch a dead pig. You can eat any fish that has fins and scales, but there are other creatures that live in the water, and if they do not have fins and scales, you must not eat them. Treat them as unclean. You can eat any clean bird, but don't eat the meat of any of the following birds: eagles, vultures, falcons, kites, ravens, ostriches, owls, seagulls, hawks, pelicans, ospreys, cormorants, storks, herons, and hoopoes. You must not eat bats. Swarming insects are unclean, so don't eat them. However, you are allowed to eat certain kinds of winged insects. You belong to the Lord your God, so if you happen to find a dead animal, don't eat its meat. You may give it to foreigners who live in your town, or sell it to foreigners who are visiting your town. Don't boil a young goat in its mother's milk. People of Israel, every year you must set aside 10% of your grain harvest. Also, set aside 10% of your wine and olive oil, and the firstborn of every cow, sheep, and goat. Take these to the place where the Lord chooses to be worshipped and eat them there. This will teach you to always respect the Lord your God. But suppose you can't carry that 10% of your harvest to the place where the Lord chooses to be worshipped. If you live too far away, or if the Lord gives you a big harvest, then sell this part and take the money there instead. When you and your family arrive, spend the money on food for a big celebration. Buy cattle, sheep, goats, wine, beer, and if there are any other kinds of foods that you want, buy those too. And since people of the Levite tribe don't own any land for growing crops, remember to ask the Levites to celebrate with you. Every third year, instead of using the 10% of your harvest for a big celebration, bring it into town and put it in a community storehouse. The Levites have no land of their own, so you must give them food from the storehouse. You must also give food to the poor who live in your town, including orphans, widows, and foreigners. If they have enough to eat, then the Lord your God will be pleased and make you successful in everything you do. John chapter 21. Jesus later appeared to his disciples along the shore of Lake Tiberias. Simon Peter, Thomas the twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, and the brothers James and John were there, together with two other disciples. Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." The others said, "We will go with you." They went out in their boat, but they didn't catch a thing that night. Early the next morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize who he was. Jesus shouted, "Friends, have you caught anything?" "No," they answered. So he told them, "Let down your net on the right side of your boat, and you will catch some fish." They did, and the net was so full of fish that they could not drag it up into the boat. Jesus' favorite disciple told Peter, "It's the Lord." When Simon heard it was the Lord, he put on the clothes he had taken off while he was working. Then he jumped into the water. The boat was only about 100 meters from shore. So the other disciples stayed in the boat and dragged in the net full of fish. When the disciples got out of the boat, they saw some bread and a charcoal fire with fish on it. Jesus told his disciples, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." Simon Peter got back into the boat and dragged the net to shore. In it were 153 large fish, but still the net did not rip. Jesus said, "Come and eat." But none of the disciples dared ask who he was. They knew he was the Lord. Jesus took the bread in his hands and gave some of it to his disciples. He did the same with the fish. This was the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from death. When Jesus and his disciples had finished eating, he asked, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than the others do?" Simon Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know I do." "Then feed my lambs," Jesus said. Jesus asked a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus told him. Jesus asked a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus had asked him three times if he loved him. So he told Jesus, "Lord, you know everything. You know I love you." Jesus replied, "Feed my sheep. I tell you for certain that when you were a young man, you dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted to go. But when you are old, you will hold out your hands. Then others will wrap your belt around you and lead you where you don't want to go." Jesus said this to tell how Peter would die and bring honor to God. Then he said to Peter, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw Jesus' favorite disciple following them. He was the same one who had sat next to Jesus at the meal and had asked, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw this disciple, he asked Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "What is it to you if I want him to live until I return? You must follow me." So the rumor spread among the other disciples that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say he would not die. He simply said, "What is it to you if I want him to live until I return?" This disciple is the one who told all of this. He wrote it, and we know he is telling the truth. Jesus did many other things. If they were all written in books, I don't suppose there would be enough room in the whole world for all the books. Psalms chapter 60. You, God, are angry with us. We are rejected and crushed. Make us strong again. You made the earth shake and split wide open. Now heal its wounds and stop its trembling. You brought hard times on your people, and you gave us wine that made us stagger. You gave a signal to those who worship you so they could escape from enemy arrows. Answer our prayers, God. Use your powerful arm and give us victory. Then the people you love will be safe. Our God, you solemnly promised, "I would gladly divide up the city of Shechem and give away Succoth Valley piece by piece. The lands of Gilead and Manasseh are mine. Ephraim is my war helmet, and Judah is the symbol of my royal power. Moab is merely my wash basin. Edom belongs to me, and I shout in triumph over the Philistines. Our God, who will bring me to the fortress or lead me to Edom? Have you rejected us and deserted our enemies? Help us defeat our enemies. No one else can rescue us. You will give us victory and crush our enemies." May God bless the reading of His Word. Well, on yesterday's episode, I said it was Wednesday. Did I throw you? As it turns out, yesterday was pre-Wednesday, otherwise known as Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. So what did Jesus mean by telling Peter three different times, "Feed my sheep"? Well, as it turns out, in the original language, each time Jesus says the phrase, it's slightly different. The first time, Jesus is telling him to care for the lambs. The second time, he tells Peter to oversee the sheep. The third time, he says to tend the sheep. Now, I don't have time for a complete explanation here, but I'll put a link on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com to an article online that gives a good explanation. If this interests you, give it a look. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.